Hello, listeners.
Love
We're back.
Hope Radio.
Hello, listeners. We're back. We're waiting for Abigail Owen to call back in with us on Bewitching Blog Book Tour radio interview. We're doing part two because we had technical difficulties on our first one with the first call in. But we know that Abigail's going to be calling us back here any second, so we continue on our interview with her and about her Svatura series. It's been so interesting to hear about her four books in the series, her award-winning series, which is now with Wild Rose Press. I'm waiting for her to get in here with us. I know she's getting ready to call us back so that we can continue our chats with her. You definitely want to check out this series. I know it's available on the Wild Rose Press Network, but it's also available on Amazon also. See if I've got her yet. Abigail, are you there?
I'm Abigail. Here. Hi.
Yay! We
can
got her back.
Okay.
Excellent. So we had just finished talking about Pitbull and the radio and listening to all of it. When you were growing up, what authors did you like to read? Who influenced your writing style?
You know, I was all over the map. My mom was a high school English teacher. She taught literature, basically, and so I read classics, believe it or not, lots of Jane Eyre and Pride and Prejudice and all of those, and my mom was also an avid romance reader, and so she read historical romance and got me into that for any of the kind of, I wouldn't say old school, but like the 1980s and 90s, you know, Jane Smith or Marion Chesney, any of those kind of Harlequin historical romance writers. I read a lot of those. I got really into the Star Wars series of books in the 90s, Timothy Zahn's series in particular that had Admiral Thrawn, and that kind of got me more into the paranormal space. So I'm just kind of all over the map. I still am kind of all over the map. It's whatever catches my eye at that particular moment in time.
Sure. Well, what was the last book that you read, if you don't mind sharing?
Sure. I just read The Last Immortal Dragon by T.S. Joyce. She's quite popular on Amazon right now for, or at least I assume T.S. is a she, it might be a he, for paranormal romance. That one is, that's a dragon shifter, but it's from a bear shifter series of books.
So even though you write the paranormal and you write contemporary, do you find that when you go to choose a book to pick up that you lean towards more of the paranormal, supernatural type books?
You know, I would say it splits pretty evenly between those and historical romance. My mom got me hooked on those historical romances, so I still love all three. I don't write historical yet because the research portion of that scares me.
I understand.
But you know, might try my hand at that at some point, or maybe write a paranormal where I get to go back in time. That makes it a little less scary, I think, for some strange reason. But yeah, it's pretty evenly. I think it just kind of depends on what mood I'm in. And strangely enough, I find that if I'm writing one genre, I can't read that genre at the moment.
Okay.
And I've been working on editing my contemporary for my agent lately, so I've been reading paranormal while I do that.
Sure. Well, you know, you mentioned that you have an agent now. Do you want to tell us who your agent is?
Sure. So my agent is Dawn with the Blue Ridge Literary Agency, and I just signed with her in September. I've got two contemporaries. She signed my contemporary that's a Texas sheriff, small-town sheriff contemporary. So
okay.
We'll see where we can go with that one. That's another one that's meant to be a series, all focused around the Hill family, that each member of the family is named after a different country singer, but using their last name, so Jennings and Cash and so on and so forth.
How creative. I love that. Well, now, you mentioned that you do have other books that are out. Would you like to plug those? Because I have no doubt that after our listeners read your Spatura series that they're going to want to grab your other books. So what are some of your other books that are available?
Absolutely. So I've got two books available from the Shadow Cat Nation series. That's a series featuring mountain lion shifters, although there's lots of different animal shifters in there. That just tends to be where the focus. The first one is Andromeda's Fall, and that came out last December, so it's been out about a year. That one, just this summer, won an award, and it got first place for Best Dark Paranormal Romance in the RWA Fantasy Futuristic and Paranormal Chapter Awards, the PRISM Awards.
Fabulous. So, congratulations.
Yes, I was super, super proud of that. And then the second book in that series, Sarai's Fortune, is out. That came out in May. And now the third book in that series is ready to go for the most part. We're just in the last phases of editing at this point, and will probably come out early 2016 sometime. And then I'm about to start back into writing the fourth book on that one. So I had to pause on it for a little while I was getting this Spatura series and the contemporary romance.
Sure. Well, now you mentioned your mom. Do you have one child or two? How many do you have?
I have two kiddos, a boy and a girl, and they are 8 and 6 at this point, so still fairly young and raise
that
them up.
That keeps your hands full.
They do. Absolutely. It's nonstop entertainment, I've got to say.
Well, I have to ask you some fun questions so that our readers or our listeners can get a little bit of an insight into you. If you could take a dream vacation, where would you want to go and why?
Oh, gosh. That's a tough question for me because I like to travel a lot. Right now, at the top of my list of exotic places to go, I would love to go to Africa. I want to go on safari and see all the animals and just see the and different areas of Africa. I'd like to be in, you know, the southern area of Africa and kind of more west where it's more the safaris type. I want to be in Egypt and see the pyramids. I, you know, go all over Africa. Unfortunately, the political unrest makes that harder, but and
I was
money.
About to say, I would gladly join you if it weren't for my nerves on some of the political unrest.
Yeah.
What is your favorite kind of food?
Chocolate. I will actually skip dinner. I do. If I go to a restaurant, I'll actually have like a cup of soup and my dessert. That's the important part.
I love it. That's great. So in your free time, which is there's I'm sure not a lot of between trying to write and take care of your family, what do you do in your free time?
Oh, you're right. Writing takes up a lot of it. And the writing for me right now is still not a job. It's my outlet. I actually started it while not only my kids were very young, but I was working long hours for my tech company, and I was getting my MBA at the same time. That's when I decided to write and publish the Spatura series. It was
yes. You were very
timing.
Busy.
I was crazy busy, but the writing part was my break. I like to run. I run a lot, less so lately. What else do I read a lot? I'm kind of boring. I
no,
travel.
Not at all. No, you say you like to run. Have you ever done any of the half marathons or marathons?
I have. I haven't gotten myself up to a marathon level just because I can run for a really long ways. I just am really, really slow, and I don't feel like taking more than 4 hours to run a race. But I've done half marathons. And I've done some things. I'm in California. I was with a group of ladies who ran, all of whom ran a lot faster than I did. But we would get together and do those, I call them kind of mega relays, where the entire relay takes up over 200 miles and each person gets, you know, 3 to 4 legs of it, but you break it up. So it's just a full marathon.
Wow. I mean, I have always wanted to run. I can walk huge, long distances, but when it comes to running, I don't know why, I just wasn't blessed with that gift. So the fact that you even ran half a marathon, kudos to you. I just think that's outstanding.
Well, thanks. Honestly, I'm not blessed with the gift either. I'm just really stubborn.
Hey, that's a gift. You say you're stubborn. If you could describe yourself in 3 words, what 3 words would you choose?
Describe me in three words. Positive. I tend to be really positive. I don't tend to be a, well, we'll see what happens kind of person, versus a, the world's falling apart. But at the same time, let's see. I would say stubborn. And my children, I think, have inherited that gift from me, so their teenage years should be very interesting. And I, let's see, what else? Fair, I guess. I try to be very fair in how I deal with people and with others and give everybody the benefit of the doubt that they weren't trying to be evil or mean or stupid.
Hey, positive and fair are two great traits, and I think to be a writer, you have to be stubborn. Otherwise, you might give up. You know, it's hard sometimes out there when you read a review that you're not real fond of, and we all know that for every 100 wonderful ones, there's always one in there that's
not. There's always one, and you can't please everybody, right? Yeah.
No, exactly. I was about to say, how do you handle that if you end up with a bad review? How do you handle that when you read that?
I have made a rule that I don't respond to reviews, positive or negative, other than possibly if it's a positive review to post it like on my social media and say thank you, I'm glad you enjoyed it. For the for the negative ones, and they do come, absolutely, I do one of three things. I either go, well, I don't quite agree with what they're saying, so can't please everybody, this is just one of those instances, and I write it off. I go, you know, okay, that was a fair critique and something that I personally didn't catch, and I'll work on that in my next book.
Absolutely. I completely agree. This one's kind of a fun question, but if you could be on either American Idol, The Voice, or Dancing with the Stars, which one would you choose and why?
So I love to sing, believe it or not, but I know I'm not good enough to be on either of those shows. I would be beat down. I also love to dance, so I would do Dancing with the Stars. I think that would be awesome.
I do too. Okay, so now if you watch Dancing with the Stars, which of the male dancers would you want to be your partner?
Derek, hands down. Wow, he's awesome.
Yes, it seems like all of his seem to come through and win. Although I have to admit, I was a huge Max fan. I miss having Max on there.
I did like Max a lot, yeah.
Yeah, he's fun to watch no matter what. Well, tell us, if you were going to describe this Fatura series in three words, which I know will be hard since it's a very complicated series, what three words would you choose to describe the series?
Let's see. How would I describe the series? I would say family. And I know that's not probably one that people would go to immediately, seeing as how it's a paranormal romance, but one of the major themes in the book, in the entire series, is the power of love over evil and the power of coming together rather than trying to solve something on your own. So family. I would say, well, power, because there's so many different powers that they deal with. There's also the question about, which is more powerful, the, you know, the power that you're wielding or the way you're wielding it, the emotion that you're using or the motivation that you have behind it. And I would say unique. I would say that's probably the biggest word that I've gotten in feedback from reviewers is that among the paranormal romance books out there that this one is on the unique side just because of the combination of things like how long they live, but they don't age the same way we do, and they're not like vampires, they don't live forever, and the combination of powers and how that's put together. So I would say unique.
Okay, great. I noticed, of course, obviously your books are available on Amazon. I also noticed that on Wild Rose Press, it looks like part of them are actually on sale. Is that correct?
Yes. So Crimson Dahlia, the third book in the series, just came out on Monday. So it's on sale half off at Wild Rose Press the rest of this week. So a couple more days to get that one. And then Black Orchid is on pre-order right now, and it's on pre-order sale at $2 off. And it will also be half off all next week when it comes out on Monday.
Okay, and where else may our listeners find your books besides Wild Rose Press and Amazon?
Sure, you can get them just about anywhere ebooks are sold, kind of in mass. So Amazon, Apple, you can get them at Kobo, All Romance, And then, of course, at Wild Rose Press. And at Wild Rose Press and Amazon both, you can get them not only in ebook, but you can get them in print format. So.
Okay, great. Now, you mentioned you're on social media. Where may our listeners follow you?
So I'm on Facebook, and it's facebook.com/abigail.owen.books for Facebook. I'm on Twitter and tweet daily, and I do retweet and I do answer tweets. And same thing for Facebook. I like to interact, so I answer comments. That one is at A. Owen Books. I'm on Pinterest. Abby Owen is the slash Abby Owen. And then I've got my own website, which has all of those, if you didn't want to write any of that down,
right,
which is abigailowen.com. And it's a website and a blog, and I respond to just about anything on there. And you can hop on my newsletter on there. I'm everywhere.
Hey, that's what we want to hear. Well, I know you are on your Bewitching book tour through November 9th. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, our readers can and our listeners can go over to your website and to the Bewitching Book Tour's website to find out the rest of your stops. And I know they're going to want to grab this series now while it's on sale and pre-order the new release so they can get everything read so they're ready when Book 4 releases. And it has been my absolute pleasure to visit with you today, and I do apologize again to our listeners and to you for our technical difficulties at the beginning, but I'm glad that we were able to extend our time and be able to get all of our questions in for you. I think you're an absolute delight. I'm glad you're back in Texas, and I look forward to reading the rest of your books, and congratulations again on all of your awards. Getting with Wild Rose Publishing, and then also with your agent. We wish you the very, very best.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on the show, and I had so much fun. That was a lot of fun.
Well, great. I'm glad to hear that. Well, listeners, make sure you follow Abigail Owen and her Sveturi series, and I will be with you next Tuesday for our next interview. And, Abigail, the best of luck.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.